In yesterday's talk, we discussed negative mind states, critical views, impulse control, and the value of not scratching the itch. Today, we'll focus more on that proliferation of thinking that our mind does on autopilot that tends to hijack our awareness and short-circuit whatever intention we began with. Our internal debate, or inner dog, if you will, that's running back and forth, barking at everything that passes the fence. Before we get to today's guided meditation, I'd like to set up two scenes or visualizations that you can work with. Our first meditation analogy focuses on the direct experience of sensory input, what the instruments of our bodily experience are actually reading, and not our proliferation of concepts, ideas, or stories about what our instruments are reading. Picture yourself in a one-room hut. You're sitting in the middle of the hut with an unobstructed view of the open door and windows around you. What can be seen through the door and windows represents the flow of information we're receiving or observing from our senses. We do this like a pilot with all the ship's controls and instruments visible from the front seat. The quality of awareness our meditator or pilot needs for good SA is an open and inclusive one, not a fixated, contracted one. Like the instruments in the aircraft, our senses are simply conveying information. The physical sensation of touch or contact would be one. The sense of smell another, hearing, sight, taste, are all simply things we can observe from our seated position. One addition to the usual list of five senses is the awareness or observation of thinking or thoughts. Consider this. Tongue tastes, nose smells, ears hear, and so on. The mind thinks. That's what it does. In our world of meditation, the thinking sense is just one more thing to bring awareness to. Just one more source of sensory input that we observe in the moment as it passes one of our doors or windows. We establish the intention to simply observe, to keep awareness grounded in our body, sitting in our seat, right here, right now. Suppose a bird lands on one of the windowsills. We hear it chirp, see it standing, looking around. Our mind identifies it, bird or blue jay. After a short time, the bird goes away. We return to the open, curious awareness of our senses. The distant sound of a dog barking drifts in through another window. This time, our thinking and story-making mind kicks in. Stupid dog. That neighbor should teach it not to bark at everything. Last week, that dog kept me awake for hours. I should have called the police. We're no longer in our seat, in the middle of the hut. We've gone out the window. Our awareness is now hijacked, lost in the neighbor's yard, all tangled up with stories about a dog. Past dog, future dog, stupid neighbor. Simply recognize, oh, my awareness is in a story, and then return to the seat in the hut. An itch arises. We observe the itch, trying to be curious about it without becoming irritated. We label it itch. We get curious. Itch has physical qualities like buzzing, prickling, changing intensity, and so on. We observe the direct experience of itch, and eventually itch fades and goes away. Good job. Nice impulse control. The smell of lasagna wafts in another window. We like lasagna. Liking something tends to add urgency to our desire to think about it. Instead of simply noticing smell or labeling the smell lasagna, Our mind goes off into stories about lasagna, fond memories about lasagna past, and anticipation about our lasagna future. Awareness is suddenly in Italy, sipping fine wine, overlooking a small town from a hillside cafe. We've gone out the door. We've left our seat, and we're caught up in desire and fantasy. Realize this and return to the hut, recognizing the difference between observing thinking and being caught up in it. From our seat in the hut, thinking can be observed if we can become curious about the process of thinking and not the content of the thoughts. It's just thinking, like smelling or hearing. Look at that. We can observe thinking from our seat without getting wrapped up in stories, concepts, and ideas about future and past. But it takes practice. Our second visualization of a meditator is a little different. These instructions are more specifically a visualization of what it's like observing thinking or thoughts. Imagine it's a warm, sunny spring day. We find a nice shade tree with soft grass around its base, overlooking a wide river. We sit at the base of the tree in a comfortable, alert, and upright pose. Our goal or intention is to just sit there, observing whatever boatload of thinking comes floating past on the river. Here we are, on the riverbank in our meditation posture, curious and receptive to whatever arises in our thinking mind. Quite the opposite of our barking dog. As we observe the river, a thought boat comes into view. This particular thought boat is a party boat, complete with music, dancing, cocktails, fireworks, gambling, big screen TVs, and everything. Our intention was to just sit on the riverbank and observe the passing thought boat. But soon, we realize that we're on the boat. Awareness is in the party, drifting down the river. By the time we wake up to the fact that we're on the boat, we realize we've already been there for quite a while. Recognizing that we've been dragged into the world of thinking and stories is the key to this exercise. Once we've recognized we're on the boat, lost in thinking, simply let go of the thinking and go back to the riverbank. Check in. Notice your present moment bodily experience. Find your anchor, like the breath in the body, and go back to observing the passing thought boats. Along comes another boat, the SS Planning. All sorts of planning going on. Where will I be? What will I do? When does it this? How will it that? Suddenly, we realize we're on the boat, planning our week, wondering what we'll get for a schedule bid, who we'll fly with, when will I mow the lawn, and so on. Simply wake up, recognize, oh, look at that. I'm back on another boat. Don't judge yourself. Don't be critical. Just let go of the thinking and go back to the riverbank, on the soft grass under the shade tree, and check in. Observe the flow of thinking without getting on the thought boats. Using the weightlifting exercise analogy, realizing we're on a boat and returning to the bank is one curl. You aren't screwing up. This is the exercise. The thought boats may involve sensual desire, food, sexual fantasy, things we want or like. The boat may also be aversive, things we don't like, things we want to avoid, critical or judgmental thoughts. We may notice other things too. Perhaps we're restless or impatient, maybe lethargic or sleepy. We may even have doubt. We think we're not doing it right, or This is stupid. It'll never work. I may start to believe I'm no good at this, and so on. Simply observe those experiences as they arise without getting on the boat. Labeling can help. This is impatience. This is sleepiness. These are stories. Now I'm having wanting thoughts, planning thoughts, aversive thoughts, and so on. You can label them and then return to the riverbank, check in, and see what comes up next. So, with this in mind, let's begin today's guided meditation. Go ahead and settle into your meditation posture. Begin your meditation by checking in. Whatever works best for you. Deep breathing exercise with counting, or simply checking in with an embodied experience of the breath. Take a few moments to do this now. Now, allow the breath to return to normal. In meditation, we take our seat in the middle, like a pilot with instruments to include in our scan. Our seat, our breath, is the anchor that gives us stability. Our breath can be like a seatbelt and shoulder harness, if you will, in turbulence, as we observe what our instruments are telling us. And the quality of mind we want is an open and curious one, not a fixated and contracted one. In our first visualization, I described a one-room hut with windows and a door. Different things become visible in our awareness through our instruments, our door and windows. Simply observe and don't get drawn out of your chair through the opening and into concepts and ideas. Just notice and come back to your anchor, secure in your seat, and observe. I'll give you a few moments to work with this visualization. Let's shift gears a little for our second visualization. Picture yourself sitting under a nice shade tree overlooking a wide river in a comfortable, alert, and upright pose. Set the intention to just sit there, observing whatever thought boats come floating past. Here we are, on the riverbank, in our meditation posture, curious, open, and receptive to whatever arises in our thinking mind. If a thought boat comes into view, simply notice, thinking, and return to your tree on the riverbank. If you suddenly realize you're on a boat, lost in thinking, just notice that. Oh, I'm lost in thinking, and go back to your seat, awareness, in your body, CG, out of your head. Bodily sensations, breath, thinking. Lost in thought again? Come back. Don't beat yourself up. Don't be critical or judgmental. Just notice and come back. Check in. Find your anchor, like the breath in the body, and go back to observing the passing thought boats. Lost in thought again? Simply wake up. Recognize, oh, look at that. I'm back on another boat. Observe the flow of thinking without getting on the thought boats. The boats may also be aversive. That's okay. Just notice. Label it if it helps. Aversion. We may notice other things too. Perhaps we're restless or impatient. That's okay. Notice that. And come back. We may even have doubt. You may think, this is stupid. It'll never work. That's okay. Just notice that and come back. Simply observe those experiences as they arise without getting on the boat. And when you discover you're on a boat, just come back to your nice, comfortable place under the tree, watching it all pass by. I'll give you a few moments to work with this on your own, and then ring a bell at the end. If visualization helps you observe your experience without getting drawn into thinking, concepts, and ideas, that's great. If you don't find it useful, that's fine too. If it seems too complicated, let it go and just go back to the breath in the body. Sometimes thinking is a good thing and very necessary. Necessary and appropriate thinking isn't a problem. It's the autopilot mode, ruminative kind, that gets us stressed and distracted. As you go about your daily life, see if you can recognize that unnecessary proliferation of thinking that happens on autopilot. Those distracted, relentless kind of thought boats that hijack and drag awareness along with them. Once you can recognize them for what they are, just thoughts, they lose their grip. And that's a good thing. That's all for today. I hope you find this useful, and thanks for listening.